Thank you for listening to the Black Women in Infertility podcast. My name is Siobhan Coney, and I am the founder and CEO of Black Women in Infertility Group. Happy 2019. It's a new year, and I know the excitement and the wonder of the new year is still upon you. But for most of us who are still in the journey of infertility, the approach of a new year can be bittersweet. And so I titled this podcast, Baby Encouragement. So in my devotional time this morning, I was reading the scripture from Genesis 8. And Genesis 8 talks about Noah and how God destroyed the earth by flood. And how Noah and his family were in the ark. Now, this flood was supposed to be for 40 days and 40 nights, but there are some mysteries in this time frame. And so, again, it says in verse 1, then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. Then if we jump down to verse 3, and the waters receded continually from the earth, and the end of the 150 days, the waters decrease. Now, if you're like me, you're like, okay, this was supposed to take 40 days and 40 nights. So what does it mean by at the end of the 150 days, the waters decrease? Then it goes on to say in verse 4, then the ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month, and the 10th month on the first day of the month. The tops of the mountains were seen. Now, there are some real questions at this point. You're like, okay, 40 days and 40 nights. Now we're talking about seventh month, 10th month. You know, what's going on? So hold on to your seats because I'm going to unpack this in just a minute. But I have to give you some context before I do that. And yes, we are still talking about baby encouragement. So it goes on to say in verse 7, then he, being Noah, sent out a raven, which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. Verse 8, and he also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the earth. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot. And she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Now, if you're thinking, okay, God sent a wind back in verse 1 to pass over the earth and the waters subsided. And then in verse 3, it says the waters receded continually. So now Noah sends out a raven and there was no resting. The raven was not able to rest his foot because the sole of her foot, and she returned to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So if you're like me, you're thinking, okay, there's a lot of mysteries here. We're talking about 40 days, 40 nights. Then we're talking about 150 days. Then we're talking about God sent the wind to subside the water. Now we're talking about water still on the earth. Like, what is going on? So I'm going to jump down to verse 13 where it says, and it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month of the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. Now, in reading this, Obviously and undoubtedly, you have a lot of questions about the timeline. And God revealed a couple of things to me. A couple of things came to mind. One, there is a verse that says, 1,000 years is as one day to the Lord, and one day to the Lord is as 1,000 years. God does not go by our timeline. Time is not the same time to God. It's not the same 24 hours in a day. You know, God, you know, he has no limits and he has no boundaries, you know. So a lot of times we count time and we're like, okay, God, you know, you said in this time, well, that time is not the same time to God. So one, we cannot box God in and limit him by our time frame, because he has a different time frame. Time is inevitable to him. You know, it's no obstacle to God, is what I'm trying to say. And then the other thing that God revealed to me was, just because God, you know, just because something was declared at one point, there's a process for everything. There's a natural order of process for everything. You know, God had many months and days, and might even almost say a year before the earth was dried, had sent a wind to receive the water from the earth. So that just told me, and it made me think about Daniel. When Daniel prayed, Daniel had prayed one day, but it took 21 days for the manifestation of what Daniel prayed to come to pass. So God may have said to you, you know, you're going to have a baby. God has said to you, you're going to get pregnant. You know, you're going to be a mother. And it seems like it's taken forever. But there is a natural order of things. There's a process. There's a process for balance that has to happen. The time between when God gives you that word or a blessing or puts the thought in your mind to be pregnant and to be a mother, and the time between you actually get pregnant and have the baby may be a span of time. It may be months. It may be years. Several years. Most of you know my story, but some of you don't. You know, my husband and I have been trying to conceive for over 20 years now. You know, stories like this and revelations like this are an encouragement to me. And if you're like me and you've been waiting so many years, more years than you can even believe, you know, when you hear stories like this, that there is a natural time process. There, you know, God obviously did not forget. He didn't forget Noah. He didn't forget Daniel. He didn't forget Sarah. He didn't forget Rebecca. He didn't forget Rachel. He didn't forget Elizabeth. So, and in all of those stories, there was a time between when God said what he was going to do and when it actually manifested. So this is my encouragement for you in 2019, the new year. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God has said. I'm excited that, you know, God remembered to remind me that there is a natural seed, time, and harvest. That, yes, there are some manifestations of things he already said concerning me in 2019. And I'm just glad that God does not forget me and he hasn't forgotten you either. God is going to do what he said concerning you. That baby is coming. I don't want you to give up your hope, and I don't want you to give up your faith. I don't want you to, you know, spend your seed and time in pain and in worry and in disbelief, because God said that he was going to do it. He'd already declared it. And so it's going to happen. And so for all of us who are receiving our promise, our manifestation, our promised baby and the manifestation of our babies in 2019. I bless God for you. I'm excited for you, mama. I'm excited for the growth of your belly. I'm excited for you to see that God is beyond time, that he has no limits and he has no boundaries, and he can do the impossible and he can do the imaginable. So God bless you. I just wanted to encourage you. I pray that this is an encouragement, and just know that there is a natural process of things. There's seed, there's time, and there's harvest. Even when you know, when babies are being formed, there's seed time. There's a time when you and your husband conceive, you and your partner, your mate conceive. But then there's a natural process of time before you even see like results, or not results, you see signs and symptoms of that time when that baby was conceived. And then there's time even after that before the baby's born. So be encouraged, okay? I have been waiting over 20 years, and I know that if God said it for me, and I believe he's going to do it, he's going to do it for you also. So God bless you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And send in your questions. Send in submissions. You can do that through this podcast. And some of your questions and submissions will be chosen for future episodes, okay? So I really take to heart what you guys think. And also, if this podcast is a blessing to you, please consider reviewing this podcast. Send in a comment or a review. It really blesses me, and it lets me know, you know, what areas I can be of further assistance and what areas may not be working. I'm open to suggestions and also constructive criticism, because we are all striving and on this journey. So again, God bless you. Thank you. Again, this is Siobhan Coney, the founder and CEO of Black Women in Infertility. And once again, Happy New Year.